Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Jackie Robinson made history as the player who broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball when he started with the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1947. Just 2 years earlier, he was one of the first to be given a tryout by the Red Sox. On April 16, 1945, under pressure from the media and the Boston City Council to at least give black players a tryout, the Red Sox did hold a tryout at Fenway for Robinson and two other black ball players. It was brief. They left expecting to hear whether they'd made the team or not. They never heard from the Sox again. But baseball and the world heard from Robinson.
But it's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through.
Robinson's success opened doors. Major League Baseball began hiring black players. Every team except Boston. Tom Yawkey, the South Carolina businessman who owned the Sox, kept his team segregated. But finally, on July 21st, 1959, the Red Sox called up minor leaguer Pumpsy Green.
Well, it was just, as you can imagine, it was an exciting time in my life. It was hectic for the most part. I was entering some territory that I wasn't used to.
Elijah Pumpsy Green is now 78 years old. He was 26 when his turn at history came. The team was on the road in Chicago. A couple of weeks later, when the Red Sox arrived in Boston, cameras were everywhere at the airport. Green assumed that was the norm for a major league team returning home.
We landed there, they lit the plane up. Spotlight, already in the spotlight. Surprising.
By the time his first at-bat came at Fenway Park on August 4th, he'd realized just how big his story was. At the time, Fenway Park was averaging attendance of 13,000 fans per home game. That night, an estimated 21,000 were in the stands.
My nerves was a wreck, for one thing. The first black and all this stuff. And when I was walking up to home plate, I received a standing ovation. And one thing I had in my mind, I didn't want to strike out and have to walk all the way back to the dugout. I hit one off the left center field fence, the Green Monster, for a triple. I felt great. It was, I don't know, it was sort of deafening. The crowd was yelling, and I was standing on third. It was just a heck of a time. It was one of the greatest moments in my life.
1 week later, the Sox brought up a second black player, Earl Wilson. Wilson went on to become a star, the first African-American to pitch a no-hitter in the American League. Pumpsy Green's career was less illustrious. Because of the racial politics of the times, they were roommates on the road, and they remained in contact over the years until Wilson's death in 2005. Racial intolerance was the norm in those days, and Green, who'd experienced it in the minors, says he found Boston
as welcome as any city I've ever been in.
Green says his relationship with his teammates was fine. Early on, one of them, the legendary Ted Williams, sought Green out as his warm-up partner.
He was a good guy. I liked Ted. He appreciated me, and we, you know, this just happened, that's all.
Green spent 5 years in the majors as a second baseman, pinch hitter, and shortstop, four of them with Boston, the last year with the Mets. After retiring from baseball, he returned home to California, where he worked for the Berkeley school system for 30 years as a teacher, coach, and supervisor.
If I had to do it over again, I'd do it the same thing, the same way.
Pumpsy Green and his wife of 55 years, Marie, will be back in Boston this week for Fenway Park's centennial celebration. Green says the mystique of Fenway Park is what makes it so loved. In his words, it's a historic site, especially if you love baseball. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.